Hello.
Hello, good evening. My name is Patrick from Opinion Research. We are conducting a quick survey about these coming elections. If you are registered, I will appreciate your participation. It's very quick.
Sure.
All right. Thank you so much for your time, sir. So the first question is, well, are you currently registered to vote at this address? Excuse me?
Yes.
All right. And are you registered to vote as a Democrat, a Republican, or as something else? Excuse me.
I am a registered Democrat.
All right. Thank you so much. Let me ask you, what are the chances that you will vote in this November general election for president, Senate, Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote 50-50, or will you not vote?
I am certain to vote.
All right. Thank you. Okay, so may I know your age, excuse me?
I'm 45.
All right. Thank you so much for sharing that information. And let me ask you, in Florida, the media describes people as either black or African-American, Anglo or white, or Hispanic. How would you describe yourself, excuse me?
White.
All right. Thank you so much. And generally speaking, do you feel that things here in Florida are headed in the right direction or in the wrong direction?
Can you repeat the question?
Sure. Generally speaking, do you feel that things here in Florida are headed in the right direction or in the wrong direction?
Wrong direction.
Wrong direction. All right. Thank you. And thinking about election for Congress, would you vote for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate? Excuse me.
Democratic candidate.
Okay. Lean Democratic or definitely Democratic?
Definitely Democratic.
All right. Thank you so much. So now I would like to ask you your impressions of some people and organizations. You may have heard of, and as I read each one, please let me know if you feel very favorable or somewhat unfavorable about them. So I will provide you the names of the people and the organization, and please let me know your opinions about them. The first one is Ron DeSantis. Do you feel very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
All right. Thank you so much. The Project 2025, are you familiar with this project?
Yes.
Okay. And how do you feel about it?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable. Okay. Thank you. Next one, Kamala Harris. How do you feel about...
Very favorable.
Very favorable. Okay. Next one, Thomas Califox.
I don't know that person, so I'm neutral
okay.
on that one.
Okay, no problem. Next one, Darren Soto.
Oh, that's very favorable.
Very favorable. Okay. Next one, Republicans in Congress.
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. Okay. Thank you. And Democrats in Congress?
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. Okay. Next one, Joe Biden?
Very favorable.
All right. And Donald Trump?
Very, very, very unfavorable.
All right. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Okay, so thinking about the job that Joe Biden is doing as president, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or are strongly disapprove?
I somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. Okay, somewhat approve. Thank you. And thinking about the job Darren Soto is doing as congressman from this district, do you feel or do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I strongly approve.
I strongly approve. All right. So let me ask you, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Kamala Harris, the Democrat, which one do you think you vote for?
Kamala Harris, the Democrat.
All right. Thank you. And if the election for United States Senate were held today and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, and Debbie Mukarsal Powell, the Democrat, which one do you think you will vote for?
Debbie Mukarsal Powell.
All right. Thank you so much. Let me ask you, if the election for United States Congress were held today and the candidates were Thomas Califox, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democrat candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
Darren Soto.
Darren Soto. Thank you so much. As you may know, sir, there will also be amendments to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. One constitutional amendment is titled as Amendment to Limit...
I'm going to abort there. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
That's all I have to answer. Thank you.
Okay,
yeah,
no problem.
Have
a nice rest of today. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Es como que sabe, perdón. 38. Lástima. Bueno.